Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. Excited to get this man in studio. He's a writer. He's an actor. He's a comedian. He was on Sullivan & Son. He created Sullivan & Son. And he's had a lot of comedy specials. And this weekend, you'll be bringing the comedy right here to Comedy Works South. We have got Steve Byrne. What's up, man?
How are you?
Good. How you doing? Welcome to the My City.
Thank you. Thank you. I would say when I hear Big Mike, I would think of like a really, really like offensive lineman. You're like a fit like Big Mike, though. Oh. You're not like a...
Okay.
You know, like Big Mike is usually like a bouncer.
Right.
He's not chasing anybody. He's like, really
I'm not quite ironic of a name. Like, I'm not like, you know, yeah. 5 foot and like skinny, but I'm also not an offensive lineman, no.
Yeah, you're not like Tiny Rick.
I was like...
Tiny Rick's like, you know, 6'4" or something. You know,
but, I'm just 6 foot, so I'm working my way up, I guess.
Yeah, you're borderline Mike.
Borderline Mike, mid Mike. I'm mid Mike. I'm not Magic Mike. I'm mid Mike.
Yeah,
well, that's good. I mean, most people I think that people look at me, I think they assume that I'm just a very large gentleman. So now I feel a little bit better.
Yeah, when I thought Big Mike, I'm thinking, oh, okay, this guy's gonna crush my hand, and you know, but you're like
when I have Brad Williams in here, he thinks that I'm a Big Mike.
Yeah, Brad Williams would definitely think you're Big Mike.
He thinks
yeah.
I'm bigger.
I'm Godzilla Steve.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Brad Williams. Yeah,
how you been, man?
Good, good. It's nice to be here in Denver. This is my first time here actually headlining at any Comedy Works, so I'm pretty excited about it.
That's really big. This is your first weekend headlining Comedy Works. That's nice.
Yeah, I've never been here before, and I've always heard such great things. I did it years ago. With the Sullivan & Son, I used to have that show on TBS, so I did it with those guys, like, I guess when everybody could afford Roy Wood Jr., who's on The Daily Show now, but yeah, we all toured together, and we did the downtown location just one night.
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah. I mean, congratulations. I mean, you know, Comedy Works.
Now I've made it.
Yeah, exactly. You've made it. I'm glad I'm here the weekend that you finally made it. It's a beautiful thing. Well, and that's the thing with Comedy Works. You know what? All the comedians, you know, we've been around for 3 years, so we've had comedians that have been doing this for 20 years. We have comedians this first year. Some comedians have been going to Comedy Works since its very beginning. Some, like, it's their first time, and it's every single one of them is like, this is one of the best clubs I've ever performed at. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome that you get a, you know, headline, and this is your first weekend doing it.
Actually, the first time I ever did Comedy Works downtown was Al Magical was headlining, and I happened to be in town with Vince Vaughn, and we're pals, and, you know, he produced Sullivan & Son, and we both had a few drinks in us, and we were with some other friends, and we were walking through the downtown location, and I saw Comedy Works. I saw Al's poster. I'm like, oh, I know that dude. And Vince's like, you want to go in and crash? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And we went in and, like, crashed the last 10 minutes of Al's set.
Oh, nice.
I don't even think he remember. I got to ask about that. I just thought of that memory. But, yeah, we had an absolute blast, and Vince came up, and we just kind of improv.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of Vince, I was reading, like, you kind of owe your career. Like, you know, getting into this and this work, and Vince Vaughn was a huge, like, reason that happened, right?
Well, I had been a stand-up. I started stand-up in New York City in 97. So my first 7 years, I was completely just a New York comic. I was at the Comedy Cellar every night of my life. And it was always like the last three slots on the Comedy Cellar roster at 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. would be Artie Fuqua, Godfrey, Lampanelli, and then me.
Yeah.
Or it would be jumbled up. But that was my first 7 years. So then I moved to L.A. in 2004, and I met Vince shortly after. And yeah, he produced Sullivan & Son, and he's the one that kind of got me to write instead of just writing, you know, your typical stand-up jokes, whatever. So I wrote Sullivan & Son. That was the first thing I ever wrote, and we went out and sold it. And now, because of my experience of 3 years being in a writer's room, now I just wrote a feature that we're going to go out with together, and we're pitching a scripted show as well. So I took some time after Sullivan & Son to figure out what I really want to do. But yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be writing at all.
Right. Well, that's awesome. We have Steve Byrne. He's at Comedy Works South this weekend. You can get your tickets at comedyworks.com. And you actually had, I got to imagine, a very exciting weekend because you grew up in Pittsburgh, right? And the Penguins won the Stanley Cup. That's got to be big for you. Were you a Penguins fan?
Huge hockey fan. I couldn't be happier. Actually, Bill Burr and I got to do Mario Lemieux's fantasy camp. And for those people that don't know, Mario Lemieux is like the number two behind Gretzky of all time in terms of hockey players. And we got to skate with like all-stars and former all-stars. And when you meet these professional athletes and you're out there skating, you just want to sue your parents because you're like, we're not the same species. It's just, you know, these guys are 15 years removed from the game and they're still just tagging posts and doing whatever they want. It was an unbelievable experience. But yeah, couldn't be happier when your team actually wins. And you guys know, I mean, the Avs have been very successful and you got a young core. So the Avs could contend the next few years.
It's been about 15 years since we got it. But we got the Super Bowl. We got the Super Bowl,
the Super Bowl.
So we got that to hold us over until the Avalanche come back strong. And you know,
but there was nothing better than like the 90s when it was the Avs and Detroit. Mm-hmm. That was better than any Red Sox-Yankees game by far to me. Because on any moment, there could be a massive bench-clearing brawl.
Yeah.
It was just the best.
You also got a podcast, The Gentleman's Dojo.
I do it with Gary Cannon. And Gary Cannon's somebody I met. he's the audience warm-up. I met him years ago. He did the late show warm up on that, and now he's doing Conan, the warm up on that, and he does like Dr. Ken and The Odd Couple. He does a lot of sitcoms, but he did our sitcom, Sullivan and Son. That's how I really met him. I got him hired on it because he's so great at that job. It's a real unique skill. A lot of comics will kind of tinker with it, and some just take off with it.
What is this?
Well, you know, to warm up for a sitcom audience, you know, people think, oh, we're in Hollywood. Let's go see a sitcom taping.
Yeah.
It's 5 or 6 hours. So it's a long taping.
Right.
So when you're there, you're not just there to do 15 minutes and then you're like, all right, enjoy the show. It's like you're there to warm up the crowd, introduce the cast, and then throughout the duration of the taping, there's going to be breaks. The breaks could be 20 minutes. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 1 minute. It could be 40 minutes if a camera breaks or whatever. It happened to us once. So he's there to literally entertain the audience for 5 to 6 hours sometimes. You know, two broke girls, they'll go notoriously long, like 7 to 8 hours.
I never even knew that existed. That's crazy.
Yeah. So he did our show, and luckily our show would always be about 3 to 4 hours, which is pretty much on the short end of things. And it's so funny, even now, like when people hear Sullivan and Son, where they recognize me from it, they think you're just basking in money and you've made it. And
when you pulled up in your role, so I pretty much assume the same thing. So.
Yeah. Well, if I could equate like what it was like to be 3 years on Sullivan and Son, like we filmed on the Warner Brothers lot. So it's Two Broke Girls, Big Bang Theory, 2.5 Men, Mike and Molly, like massive, like Chuck Lorre, CBS tentpole sitcoms. And then it was us. And so outside all those big Warner Brothers sound stages, it's Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Jaguars, Porsches. And then if you ever came to our sound stage outside of Sullivan Son, it was a Kia Sorento, a Hyundai Santa Fe,
very nice rides.
Roy Wood Jr. would actually ride his Huffy to there and chain it up out front, but then he'd take the wheel off. And the front seat. I'm like, dude, we're not in Birmingham. We're on the Warner Brothers lot. No one's stealing a Huffy, dude. Look around.
Yeah. So this weekend, you're at a Comedy Works South. You can get tickets at comedyworks.com. For people who just maybe know you from the show, like, what can they expect from your show this weekend?
Well, I have a special now on Netflix called Champions. You could check that out. And that was probably the most jarring one I've done, where I kind of walked the line with some subject matter.
Yeah.
So it was rated pretty high, but then you read the comment section, and you're like, oh, some people think it was a little offensive. So I
just... You know what? That's comedy, man.
It is comedy.
You got to listen to my voicemail. It's like, I can't go a day without somebody being offended about something. It's like, it's just inevitable. Like,
And look, being a comic, you're not going to please everybody. You know, even like if you tweet something, people will take it literally or they get offended by it. It's just like, the hell with it. So I literally just taped a 4-hour special in Chicago, and we're going to find out what platform it'll be premiering on quite soon, I think in the next week or two. It's all new material, and I've written some stuff since then, too. So once it airs, that's when you really kind of start writing again. But this will be my 4th hour, and, you know, 18 years, so nice.
Well, congratulations to you on your first weekend headlining at Comedy Works this weekend. Go get your tickets to see him. Like, anybody that knows Comedy Works knows they only bring the best, so if you're headlining there, you must be a funny guy. You must be all right. You must be okay.
I don't know. Usually it's when clubs can't afford Joe Coy or Bobby Lee, they call in Steve Burke, so I'm here.
Maybe that's it, too. It's either or. Roll the dice and get some tickets this weekend at ComedyWorks.com. Steve Byrne, thank you so much for making time for us, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.